Welcome, friends. Welcome to another exciting episode of Chatty Kathy. This is Kathy Prohoff, and I'm really happy to have you back or here for the first time. That would be kind of cool, too. You're just kind of jumping in the middle of all this chatter. But either way, I'm super excited that you're here, and especially on today's topic, because today's topic is one that seems to have been an obsession of mine. Actually, it is an obsession of mine now for the past, I want to say at least a year, it's got to be more. And that is the law of attraction, manifestation, bringing things into our reality that maybe we've never considered was possible before. And we are always moving through life with thought patterns, belief systems, which I've heard Tony Robbins refer to this as BS, which I think is really, really a cool way of titling that, because our belief systems can be simply BS, right? It's what we believe to be real based on the data that we've gathered, maybe from childhood, maybe from what people have told us, maybe from what we've experienced in life. But it doesn't always mean that that is real or reality or that that cannot be shifted. So say, for example, again, you're here, if you're listening to me for the first time, welcome. I doubt that that's the case, but if it is, you probably know nothing about me and, you know, why are you even listening to me? But I talk a lot about fitness, health, and weight loss. That is just kind of the premise of where I began my search for finding me. And it has led me down this crazy journey 30 years down the road, working with other women, working with clients. Oh my gosh, thousands of clients over the past 30 years with group workouts, group trainings, online trainings, one-on-ones. I mean, so many variables that, you know, I'm blessed to have all of this data that I can look back at, and I'm continuing to grow in myself. And that's where I am passionate about the sharing with others that feel that they need that next rung or they need to believe in something outside of what they're currently struggling in. And I want you to know that whatever that may be, whether my message is relevant to you or not, that there is always something out there to help guide you. Just, you have to open your mind. You have to broaden your mind. You have to go outside of what you see in front of you. So if you're sitting there and look in the mirror and you see a ton of extra weight, or your body's just not at all where you want it to be, and you're disgusted and you're ashamed and you feel bad about yourself, and you sit there and you demean yourself and everything that you do, what that does in what my topic is based around today in manifestation and law of attraction is you're attracting more of that. And I know in the past I've done talks, and we did even meetings, group meetings with a lot of the clients that I've been working with on self-love, self-compassion, understanding that we have to accept ourselves as we are today in order to become a better version of us. And that's half of the truth, because in the reality, we have to not only love where we're at today, we have to accept where we're at today, but we have to see ourselves through that vision of what we want. So when you look in the mirror and you see this version of you that may be overweight or out of shape or wherever your current understanding of being better may lie, you look at that version of yourself and you think, oh my gosh. And you think of that in a negative term, because that's what we all do. You know, it's not you, you know, failing or doing something wrong. That's what we've been taught to do. The diet industry is a big reminder of that. You know, they tell us you should look like this after, not the before. And, you know, everybody's always trying to perfect themselves, trying to be better, trying to do more, which is great. But when we do it from a place of lack, shame, guilt, degrading, what do we get more of? Lack, shame, guilt, degrading, negative, 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 negative. The more negative energy that you put out, the more energy you're going to get back based on that area of your life. Now, you could be successful in your work, your business, or you can have an amazing relationship with, say, your significant other, your spouse, your family, your parents, your friends, and still have this
unhappy place within yourself, that is not something that, you know, is new. If you're struggling in one area of your life, most often it will affect all the areas, but you can be really focused in on a negative place in one area more specifically. But most of the time I found that if you're affected physically, then it's going to be more emotionally, relationship, negative feelings around that, maybe your finances. So negativity breeds more negativity. So just think for a moment, have you ever walked into a room before, like a room of people or some event or something was happening, and you felt this high energy and this feeling of excitement, and you just couldn't put your finger on it, but you just thought, gosh, I feel so good. I feel so uplifted and I want to be here. Whether or not you thought about that, you felt it. You know, and we feel things before our brain processes it. Like those emotions come pretty quickly before our brain really reacts on what the heck am I excited about or, you know, what am I feeling and why. So if you've ever felt that energy, you know what I'm talking about. There is that energy in the room from most of the people in that room. Now, have you also walked into a room, probably not that same one, and felt, oh my gosh, I have to get out of here. This is like, it starts to choke you. It starts to feel like it's almost suffocating you. Like you can't breathe because the energy is so low and it's so down and negative. And oh my goodness, when I first processed this thought of okay, their energy is, it's everywhere. We can't see it. Right, we just like we can't see the wind, but we know when it's a windy day, we know it's windy because we feel it, right? And then we see all the trees and everything blowing in the wind, but we can't physically see the wind. So why do we know that the wind is there? Well, we feel it and we know it and we trust it because other people say it. But people don't talk about this, in my opinion, enough. And the people that do talk about the law of attraction, manifestation, can seem a little bit woo-woo. And I don't know why that's a phrase. And if you know what that means, it's just more of like a spiritual woo. I'm a very spiritual person. So I don't know why I say that woo-woo. I think it just means maybe on another realm. And whatever that means to you, it's just, I think it's a lack of understanding where we are currently. So whenever I felt like, woo-woo, that's a little weird, that's a little too spiritual, I think it was because of my discomfort to it. Because I felt in my, just in my own opinion and how my belief system, right, my BS, was that this was maybe going to infiltrate or confuse my current spirituality, my current faith. And that was completely off track, but I was telling myself something, a story, because I didn't feel comfortable with understanding this law of attraction. I wasn't comfortable. And now that I look at it, I think, well, how simple that is. But wherever I would go and learn about this or search about it, it was more from those that were maybe focusing on areas that I was uncomfortable with, that I was not even interested in looking into. So now that I can understand it in a basis of just reality, quantum physics, whatever you want to explain it as, energy systems, you know, everything and everything. that's the best way I can explain it. But the truth of it is that everything we have right now, like everything you currently have, your current reality or the place that you sit, whether in your body, your relationship, your finances, your home, your situation, everything around you is based on what you've done and believed up until this point. It doesn't mean that's it. But for many of us, we think, well, this is it. This is as good as it gets. And then we get here and we sit here and we do nothing. And maybe we try a diet program, right? We join a fitness challenge. But when our brain, we're still telling ourselves, this is as good as it gets. And do you see the problem with that? I can start this program, but if I currently believe this right now is as good as it gets, what am I going to get more of? This. I can possibly lose a few pounds or get into a little bit better shape or do something outside of what I believe is possible for me. But over time, I'm going to come right back here because this is what I believe is possible and as good as it gets. So if this is ringing a bell, I want you to connect with me. Go to my Instagram. It's Kathy Pro Fitness, or go to my website, superstarelite.com, or connect with me here. You can leave me a message wherever you're listening to this, and let me know that this is exciting you, because that's what lights me up right now. And I want to meet more of you that this lights you up and you think, oh my gosh, even if it's a scary, like, what the heck is she talking about? But that's kind of interesting. Maybe she has a point. Maybe I can't see it, but it's there because I believe that that has truth. And you know it, like your inner intuition, your inner gut knows what you believe is true and what's not, right? And if we go more with that, like that inner guidance, that inner wisdom, whatever you want to call it, I'll call it different things just so we can all relate together on what I'm speaking about. But when you go to that inner and you believe in that and you trust in that, it's not going to lead you astray because you're going to feel the energy. Again, you're going to walk towards something, or you're going to do something, or even think about doing something. And a lot of times, yes, the fears are going to creep up. So maybe, oh my gosh, I'm going to start this new program, or I'm going to go on this trip and it's been a trip of a lifetime. But yet all of a sudden the trip's getting closer and I'm getting afraid because I don't like to fly. This is my story, by the way. I do not like to fly, yet I've flown across the world, many times. And the point of the matter is that we have to get over the fears, but when that goal on the other end of the fear is what's pulling us, we have to know the difference. So sometimes there's a little bit of understanding of, you know, where am I currently putting my focus on, that inner guidance, whatever I'm calling it, could just be fears that we have to overcome in order to get to that thing. So if that thing is not exciting enough, then it's not calling you. Right? Maybe if you wanted to go, you thought you wanted to take a trip across the world, and you know, you think, well, I just don't, and you keep stopping yourself and you keep getting afraid and you keep pulling back and all these excuses keep coming up. Well, then maybe you really don't want to do that thing. And maybe you really don't want to travel across the world. And that's something you need to consider when you're working on achieving a goal, because this is the thing. Again, back to the example of you looking in the mirror and saying to yourself, oh my gosh, I'm not where I want to be. I need to go on a diet. I need to get this weight off me. But every time you go on said diet, you keep saying, well, this is where I come to. Your current reality is keeping you stuck. So how committed are you to getting out of that feeling? And that's where I know that was the first spark for me. Because if you don't know, again, if you don't know my story, I'm not going to go back and I have a lot of episodes that go through all of these little parts of my life and my stories. But I realized at a young age, you know, I was dieting and trying to get into shape because, you know, my friends were doing it and it was what was said in magazines. And, you know, this is how you were perceived to be valuable, was when you look good, you know, you get this weight off you, you look amazing. And, you know, everybody loves you then and you have attention. Well, that kept pulling me back and forth because I kept fighting with my inner compass, you know, like where I was comfortable at. And I wasn't comfortable being seen. I wasn't comfortable people liking me and looking at me. That's not comfortable for me. That's not how I was raised. I was raised, you just do your thing. You make people, you know, you do what you're supposed to do. You follow the rules and, you know, you kind of stay under the radar. You don't want to be seen. And when I started to challenge that, why don't I want to be seen? It was based on what are you going to be seen as? And I challenged that thought and I started to say, okay, that's a BS. That's a belief system that I've held on to, whether it was meant to be there or not. It's being perceived in my head in a way that's not helping me grow. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck in this ping pong game of getting on a diet, going back and forth, you know, gaining, losing 20, 30 pounds back and forth. And until I decided, you know what? Screw this. I don't want to look at a number on the scale. I want to figure out how to do this thing. And that's when I decided to become a trainer. I became a fitness trainer. I studied nutrition, became a health coach. I went down into why. You know, what is the reason, number one, that I'm struggling, and what am I not understanding? Because knowledge is truly power. The more knowledge we have, the more data we can gather to decide, is this something I really want to do or not? Is this something that's important to me, or is it not that important to me? And listen, we all have that ability and the power to determine whether something is important to us and whether we want to pursue something or not. And you should really If you've never done this before, I'm going to have you just, you know, consider grabbing a pen and paper right now. Put me on pause for all I care. I don't know the difference. Or waiting till you're done listening and just jot down all the things that you currently are working on. Like, what are your goals? What are the things in your life that you would like to be better? And then really getting to the bottom of how long have you been stuck there? How long have you had that goal? You know, for me, there was a lot of BS, a lot of belief systems that kept getting in my way. One was the weight, right? And then when I started to get to the bottom of it, I started to realize it has nothing to do with the weight. It's really just about my own perception and my own confidence level and how I see myself through others' eyes. You know, and that's what we're looking at. We're not looking at what other people judge us by. We're not worried. Like, I wasn't worried about, okay, what is Sam going to say about me if I am 30 pounds heavier versus 30 pounds lighter? I didn't care what Sam thought. What I cared about is what I saw myself through Sam's eyes. So you only care about how you see yourself through somebody else's eyes when you're judging yourself based on others' opinions. So, and that's another topic for another day probably, but I just want you to understand the judgment is not from others. And we're not worried about them, worried about ourselves, but it's coming through them. Just like everybody else, when they judge us, guess what? They're not judging us. They're judging themselves through us. And when we can look at that, we all realize that we're all connected. So when we sit there and you go, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's doing that. Guess what? You're judging yourself through that person's eyes. I actually wrote a recent newsletter email to those that are on my newsletter. And if you're not, you can sign up for that. You can look at that on my Instagram page, my link tree. You can go ahead and check that. And there's an area to connect with me and I'll put you on my email list. And I don't know, there's no spam, trust me. I like to share messages like this. So that's where those are coming from, a place of wanting to share and give. But I shared about what I was thinking about myself through one of my friend's eyes. And this friend has always been one of those that I loved or hated. And I don't know if you've ever had someone in your life or you have someone in your life like this. She challenges me. And for years, I didn't like her. I told myself, I don't like her. I didn't like anything about her. Her hair was always too perfect. And what the heck is she wearing the cutest clothes for? Oh my gosh, why is everything in her life perfect? The people, her attitude, everything. Everything to me in her life seemed to be going perfect. And the funny thing is that we were friends, but not like super, super close, but we would get together and we would, you know, just kind of hang out or talk. And it became a little bit more understanding to me when I heard she shared a little bit in a group of people that she was having some health struggles, there was some issues. And I thought, okay, she is human. You know, so then my perception of her dropped a little bit. Because again, this was how I was judging myself based on seeing her. I kept thinking, I am not worthy. I am not good enough. I look at me through her eyes. And when I started to hear her struggles, that she was having struggles, and there were things in her life that she was happy about, and there wasn't that always that upbeat person that I saw she was trying to be upbeat, that I started to think, oh, wow. And then I saw some similarities between us. Like, there was some issues there that I was struggling with that kind of brought this commonality to. And I remember telling her, I have this problem with you because, you know, A, B, C, D, E. You irritate me because A, B, C. And I was 100% honest with her one time. And she looked at me and her mouth just fell open, which was a shock to me. What she said next was, that's how I always felt about you. And guys, I still get the chills thinking about that, because this was years of me feeling like that. And I realized in that moment that she's not there in my life to make me feel bad about myself. She's there in my life to help me raise my standards, because I'm accepting this is good enough. I'm accepting ho-hum. And until I decide that's not good enough for me, I want to step up and I want to be better. I have to think better. I have to look at myself in the mirror, not only see and love myself as I am, but know that I am on a journey and I'm getting to a point that I want to be. And I want to tell you another quick story, not around body, you know, body shape and body weight, because again, that's where I usually, if you've heard me speak before, it's kind of where I start my examples, because that's pretty much what most people know me as. But I'm going to talk about something that a lot of us can relate with, and that's finances. Finances is that one topic that most people are afraid to talk about. And when they do talk about it, it's because they've come to an understanding with it. Because, I mean, you can earn a lot of money, and then all of a sudden you can lose a lot of money. And we've been there. Trust me, my family has been there. And this is kind of a little, just a brief overview of it. And what I've come to terms and understanding is that I'm not exactly where I want to be financially, in no means and no shape. But I have this amazing awareness and understanding of it now that money is not the issue. I can want all the money in the world. Money, it's an aftermath of something else. It's value. It's how much value I'm giving and what kind of value I'm giving in relation to how much money I'm getting back, right? So the people with more money have been given more value. And yes, I understand that there are examples of people that have a huge windfall. They you know, maybe don't have a lot of money, or they're not doing nice things, and then they get this huge amount of, you know, maybe they win the lottery, or, you know, somebody leaves them a fortune. But guess what? Their current reality of where they are currently having in their BS, their belief systems, will bring them back to that base unless they change their BS. And you've seen this before. I'm sure you've heard stories of lottery winners who won, amazing amounts of money, only to be seen later down the road completely desolate, back to no, having no money because of their BS. So they were overspend, they will put money into wrong. And we can sit here and say, oh, it's because they made this bad decision and that bad decision and this bad decision and that bad decision. Well, guess why they made all those bad decisions? Because their body, their brain was trying to bring them back to that comfort zone of what they currently know as their normal. So we need to step out of our current reality of what we think is normal so we can attract more of what we want. Because if we just understand, this is where I'm at, this is okay, this is what I know, this is comfortable, then we're going to stay stuck here. And the only times that I know in the past, before I started to study this law of attraction, was I would think I need to go on a diet. And diets in my mind, what does that make us feel? It's deprivational, right? It feels like crap. You're starving, you're struggling, you're miserable, and you can't wait to be able to eat whatever you want again. So we equate, or anyway, I did. I don't know what you equate diets with, but I equated diets with misery. So when I would go on a diet, I therefore was miserable. So how the heck can I ever maintain that given weight in that current mindset? Like, I could love myself all I want, but if I think I gotta go on a diet to get to that next point of what I know I can get to, but I hate what I'm doing, how am I gonna ever stay there? We're never gonna stay where we hate. We're always gonna come back to what's comfortable, what feels good. So if we keep living and raising our standards, again, like my friend raised my standards, I understood her, I understood why she's in my life. She helps me raise my standards. When I'm with her, I stand up taller, I want my hair to look better, I want everything, I want my energy to be up. Like, I wanna raise my standards versus being with somebody who's just like, all right, whatever, you know, I don't really care. That's fine if that's, you know, how somebody is, happy, beautiful, but that's not where I feel I'm at my best. So you have to understand where you feel at your best, right? So back to the financial story. For years, I mean, when we, my husband and I first got married, we both worked hard and we had all these wonderful plans and we had wonderful credit and we were putting money away, saving money. We bought a home, we fixed it up. Everything seemed to be moving in the direction. We started a family. Everything was moving on this direction. And you know what was weird? And I know that my husband too had this thought, but I didn't know at the time. But in my mind, what I had was this fear. And I don't know if it probably was related to my childhood, even though we were never really lacking, but maybe it was a mentality of, you know, my surroundings and environment as I was growing up, was it could all be gone tomorrow. So it was almost like this fear of scarcity, right? And it was that fear of scarcity that I remember thinking in the back of my head, it was always there. Like, we were saving and we had such good credit. Everything was like, yay, moving up, moving up. In the back of my head, I kept telling myself, I remember this so vividly, worried, what if it all goes away one day? What will we do? What if we have nothing? Why the heck would somebody think that? But yet that was in the back of my head. It was this voice. It was the BS, right? And it started somewhere. So don't think that whatever your BS stories are, BS, because it's belief system, your belief system stories are, that you created it. because it came from somewhere. It started somewhere. And then all of a sudden your brain says, whoop, that's truth. And it locks in. And guess what we get? We get that law of attract and we attract more of that. So I started to attract this. What if we lose it all? And some stupid choices and some choices that were needed to be made based on what was happening in the economy, based on what our family was doing. We actually did move over into another country for a little bit, twice. And what that did, obviously, every time you move, if you've ever moved, you know that that kind of pulls your income down a bit, right? Resettling, again, pulls the income down again. Changing careers and jobs. My husband's company that he owned with his father, things changed. And when the 2008 crash hit, that their business was highly affected. And then again, the moving and everything that engulfed that time space of, I want to say 10 years or so, created a deficit in our life where we all of a sudden had to rely on credit cards because there was not enough work or income coming in. And then all the different, again, decisions that we were making, I know they were all blessings now, you know, but at that time I was very angry about it. I was very angry. And I says, see, in my head, I says, see, you knew it. You always knew that this would happen. So I almost prophesized my own reality because we attract what we believe is true for us. And so I hope that this situation can just gleam something in you right now that you can change something, but you have to change it from that negative little voice. And you have to figure out, why am I thinking that? Not really why and sit and think, oh, I need to go to therapy and figure out why. No, you just need to shift the channel. It's as easy as just going, you know, I don't want to think that way anymore. So how can I think instead? I want to focus on my goals. What are my goals look like? I want to be the person that I need to be when I'm at that goal. So when I'm 20 pounds lighter, I need to live like that version of me, 20 pounds lighter right now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not because I went through a diet, but right now. How does that person who's 20 pounds lighter eat? How does she think? How does she move? How does she look at herself in the mirror? How does she dress? How does she show up? That's how I have to live. So now cut to the chase to our story again. Now we moved back to the States from, you know, our move, and we resettled. And obviously now, again, our credit was in the dump, in the dumps. We were kind of scrambling. We had three young kids or trying to, you know, just get through life. And our priorities were our family, was our children, right? We couldn't sit there and be like, okay, we need to have all this time to, you know, plan again. We were starting at less than ground zero. We were below. We were, you know, in debt, many credit cards and a bunch of debt that was sitting on top of us now. So now we have this added pressure and now we have to adjust and now we have to figure out what we're doing and we're just working just to work, right? There was no like big, huge, you know, successful business or company. We were just working because we had to make ends meet. We had to kind of catch up and we had to move through the crap that we had accumulated, right? That got in our way. And there was a lot of times of just moving through circles, right? And we were struggling. And so there was a lot of time of struggling. Again, our priority and our focus was our children. So my husband actually had some good, I was working with my business. So, and that was, trust me, I invested a lot of money in growing this business. So there was a lot of trust in that. And I knew that I had a bigger vision. And I went and I asked for some help in investing into my business and hiring a mentor and a coach. And constantly, I'm a big believer in that. No matter where you're at, you can always go figure something out. And I did. And that was constantly growing. But again, running a business, working other odd jobs in fitness and taking care of a family and just working on moving forward was our goal. And my husband, same thing, working. He was working, but it wasn't in his passion, right? He was working. He had a great job, but it just wasn't in his passion. So I didn't feel that light in him, that ignition that he had with his previous company. Long story short, now our two older kids are, they're about 19 months apart. They were both getting engaged. My eldest was engaged and the second was close to getting engaged. And we knew we had two weddings coming up to pay for. And my husband at this point was struggling back and forth. He actually left the job that he was at because it just did not suit him. And now he was looking at moving into another direction, but he had to look at what he needed to do to get there. So we were kind of in that in-between stage where he was, again, taking odd jobs. I'm doing my thing. We're just kind of spinning. And the enormity of, oh my goodness, here comes two weddings. How are we going to finance and afford this? Because I've heard how much money it is to finance and afford weddings. And I don't know what it is, guys, and that it was just the law of attraction. It was a deeper burning belief inside both of us that it's going to work out. And it is going to work out. And we both knew that. No clue how it's going to work out. And we just kept saying that it's going to work out. And I think for the sake of saving face in front of the kids, so they didn't have to worry, right? How's this going to work? It's going to work. It's going to be fine. And lo and behold, my husband, there is a huge story behind it, but it is just miraculous in my opinion. It is a miracle. I believe in miracles. We see them every day. We just don't know that. But I look at this experience as a huge example of one where he was just doing odd jobs to where he is now at this company. We paid for two weddings within a year of both of them. They both got married 8 months apart, paid for two weddings. Completely. No credit. We didn't have credit. No borrowing, nothing, because of the new business that he had gotten into and what he's doing now. And my friend, I have to just tell you that my heart is so full, because what that did for us is not to think, ooh, look at us. We're not rolling in it. No, by no means am I saying that. I'm saying that we were able to really do something that was enormous. If we were to sit there and think, I need to come up with the amount of money that, you know, if you've ever looked at a wedding, it's up there. If we had to sit there and go, okay, we need to do this times two within 1 year, I think we would have been crushed under that pressure, because the reality would have been, this is not where I'm at right now. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I don't know how it's going to work. And we didn't have to know how. We didn't have to worry. We just had to know that this is going to happen. We saw the two weddings in our mind, and we knew they were going to be beautiful and blessed and wonderful, and we were enjoying the process. And that is what it takes for the basics of the law of attraction and to bring things into our lives that we want. It's just to have that faith, that belief. If you believe in God like I do, I believe that He has His plan for us, and we are always just moving towards that plan, and He's always helping and guiding us. And that's where that inner intuition is for me anyway. Yours can be something else, but this is where I come from. This is what I speak about. This is what I believe in my heart. And I know that He led us through that, and it was beautiful. And it proved to me that all those old BS stories that I told myself in the past don't mean anything, right? They just pulled me down, and they brought me through that journey for a reason though. I don't discount everything we've gone through. I am not upset about it, because had I not gone through that, I would not see. I couldn't see what I see now. And I couldn't handle the things that I've been through in the way that I've been able to handle. And yes, we need to go through the downs in our life, that when we feel down and when things that are sad and hard happen, we need to feel the feels. Otherwise, you know, we're going to be affected later. But we need to feel the feels, but we also need to know that there is another side. We will get through that valley, and we will get to the other side, as you will. Wherever you're struggling today, I hope that this episode brought you a sense of hope, maybe something different for you to think of, in the fact that we can't lie to ourselves and say, I am where I'm not really yet, because I have to think this way. But we know that I'm where I am, and I feel good about it. I've come to this point for a reason, and I know I'm going to another place. And if I don't truly believe that I'm going to that place, and I keep myself on a higher energy level, and I keep that energy up, like that room we walk into that we want to stay and we're excited versus the room that we feel dread and we want to run from, don't go to the places that make you want to run. Don't do the things in your life that make you want to run. Maybe your job right now makes you want to run. That's probably not where you're meant to be. And you know, I'm going to let you figure all that out based on how you feel. And just with the glimmering thoughts, maybe something you will feel lead you to your next step, whatever that may be. right? Maybe it's just your health and wellness. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's starting a side gig, a hustle or a business. Or maybe it's asking for a promotion at your current work, or taking time off, or going and traveling, or connecting with somebody in your life that's been calling you in your mind. And you know what you're feeling. I don't have to tell you. I have no clue. Only you know. Nobody else can see it. But know that you're here for a bigger, bigger reason than just accepting this place, accepting where you're at and staying stuck. You could be happy where you're at. Enjoy those things. Those moments, they're precious. Keep it, highlighting those and firing those up, and then allow that energy and that fire up from those good situations to then travel to another part of your life that might be struggling. So if you have anything you'd like to share, let me know what you got out of this episode. Again, connect with me. You can leave me a comment. You can go to my Instagram or my Facebook. Those are both under Kathy Pro Fitness. And you can also reach me on thesuperstarelite.com and connect with me there. So until the next episode, I hope this gave you something to get excited about, to spark your interest. And know that in the next year, I have some good surprises coming for our program and what I'm going to be rebranding us to be. And it has all to do with what we just talked about. So until the next time, team, love you. Super excited you were here. And I will see you in the next one.